You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. There's a new lawsuit against the city for the ballots that went uncounted in November. 193 ballots were found by staff after Election Day, and multiple investigations have found that no one outside the clerk's office was told about it until over a month later. The ordeal led to the resignation of former city clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell after 20 years of service, and the Wisconsin Elections Commission declared she violated the law. Now, liberal firm Law Forward has filed a lawsuit on behalf of eight Madison voters. Attorneys representing the voters say staff from the clerk's office had multiple opportunities to correct the errors after they were discovered. That's something city leaders have acknowledged. The lawsuit is asking for damages. If you'll remember, Madison will soon have its new city clerk. Lydia McComas starts in 10 days. Meanwhile, a DeForest Village trustee has been ousted in a recall election. William Landgraf voted for a plan to remove fluoride from the village's water supply earlier this year, a story we followed closely at the time. A petition for a recall election was successful, and in Tuesday's election, Alicia Williams got a majority of the votes. That means she takes the seat. Stacey Peterson was running, too. If no one got a majority, there would have been a runoff election with the top two vote-getters in October. But Williams won with 78% of the votes. In the latest development at Sun Prairie West High School, there's now another new principal, the third so far this month. The problems revolve around Robert Gilkey Meisiger, who is charged with child sex crimes. He was a dean at Sun Prairie West and allegedly preyed on students. NBC News reports school administrators got an anonymous tip from a student months ago about his behavior. And at the time, school leaders said it was unsubstantiated, but told Gilkey Meisiger not to meet with students privately. The original principal, Jennifer Plovger, is on administrative leave. And now the Department of Public Instruction is investigating her teaching and administrative licenses. The DPI doesn't usually say why they're investigating someone's license. Associate Principal Ed Ford was named interim principal just 2 weeks ago, and now someone new is taking over. Peg Shoemaker just retired after 6 years as principal at Middleton High School. The district says her experience and steady presence will help keep it a supportive environment. The State Journal reports at least three staffers from the Sun Prairie School District have been charged with sexual misconduct involving students in just the last 3 years. And Festival Foods is being sold to another grocery chain, Lisa Hale reports.
Schnucks Markets purchased Festival Foods and in a press release said the combined grocery stores will all fall under an umbrella company called 1939 Group Incorporated. Festival Foods, which operates 51 stores throughout the state, will keep its name.
Dane County has two festival locations on East Wash in Madison and on Main Street in Verona. Meanwhile, the Great Dane is closing one of its four Madison locations. The Hilldale restaurant will shut its doors. Owners say financial challenges there were just too much. The Hilldale location's last day open is November 8th. And another big name in the Madison music scene has died. The State Journal reports Bob Queen passed away on Monday. He created the Fête de Marquette, a beloved festival on the East Side. Plus, he started the Marquette Waterfront Festival in 1995, and he grew the Orton Park Festival, which had its 60th anniversary this year. He did just about all of this as a volunteer, and most of these festivals raise money for good causes. Queen got to enjoy one last performance outside his hospital room before he died. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL. The Packers traveled to Cleveland to play the Browns on Sunday. Yesterday, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft went down during practice with a knee injury. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich asked if he saw what happened.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be all right, but we'll just kind of see how it goes. Obviously, if anyone goes down that you have as a part of your game plan, you'll have to adjust some things. So we'll kind of see what happens with the injury report and everything like that and what the trainers say, and we'll make adjustments.
It appears to not be season ending. College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a three-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Paul Newman's daughter Nell had some nice things to say about her father's bond with Robert Redford, who passed away earlier this week, saying what her dad loved about Redford was that he was a philanthropist, but he didn't seek a lot of attention for being a philanthropist. She also shared that Redford is the one who inspired Newman to become more charitable and more of an environmentalist. Paul Newman said years ago, Bob was ahead of the game. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you haven't seen the documentary Long Shot on Netflix, check it out. It's only 45 minutes long and tells the story of a Los Angeles man wrongfully accused of murder who has trouble proving his alibi, which was being at a Dodger game. The story is heartfelt, but also makes one realize how easy it is for someone to be accused and how difficult it can be to prove your innocence. The best thing about the film is a certain TV star who comes to the man's aid. The film is riveting and a total feel-good. Check out Long Shot on Netflix. The new season of Saturday Night Live is just around the corner, and the show has announced guest hosts for the first three episodes of season 51. The new season premieres October 4 and will feature Bad Bunny as the show's host. This will be Bad Bunny's first time hosting, although he's appeared previously as a musical guest. The musical guest on October 4th will be Doja Cat. Week 2 will feature SNL alum Amy Poehler on October 11th. She will be joined by musical guest role model. Amy Poehler was a regular cast member from 2001 to 2008 and a former Weekend Update anchor. This will be her second solo stint as a host on the show. She previously hosted with Tina Fey in 2015 and hosted solo in 2010. Sabrina Carpenter will pull double duty as both host and musical guest on October 18th. Her album Man's Best Friend just debuted at number 1 on the Billboard 200 in August. She's been a musical guest, but this will be Carpenter's hosting debut. Variety has announced its honorees for its annual Power of Women issue. This year's honorees include actress and Oscar and Emmy winner Jamie Lee Curtis, who can currently be seen in Freakier Friday, which is currently in theaters. Oscar-nominated and Golden Globe winner Kate Hudson, who can be seen in the TV show Running Point and in the upcoming Song Sung Blue about the Milwaukee couple who formed a Neil Diamond cover band. Tony Award-winning and Grammy-nominated singer and frontwoman for the Pussycat Dolls, Nicole Scherzinger, is also being honored. And Emmy-winning comedian and writer-actress Wanda Sykes will be honored along with actress-producer Sydney Sweeney, who is in just about every movie you've seen this year. The issue hits newsstands or your phone October 29th. The awards are also sponsored by Mattel and Lifetime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and still warm with highs right around 80. Showers and a few thunderstorms developing later in the afternoon. Look for showers to be likely tonight along with a few rumbles of thunder. It'll be a mild night again with low temperatures right around 60 degrees. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.